On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello there. My mic's
a little bit loud. Let me turn that down. Or your headphones.
How's that?
Is that better?
Much better. Hey, thanks for tuning in. I'm George Adair. We do the show every Wednesday at noon 03. Set your iPhone reminders. Mm-hmm. And if you miss it, you can always go to KSRO.com. We have our iPod reshows replayable.
iPod reshow.
You like that?
Yeah, that's really good.
Can we dump that? Can we dump that? We can't dump it. It's live radio, folks. 7 second delay only gets used when I use an S word. So, anyways, thanks for tuning in. This is a show that we talk about what's happening in the local market. We talk about what's happening in the broader scheme of the world and how it impacts the biggest financial liability that most people have, which is their home loan, and helps you navigate how to get into a home loan. So, if you ever have questions about that to see what you qualify for, you can call the folks at Bay Equity Home Loans direct at 707-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or go to bayequityloans.com. What's up, Michelle?
Oh, my goodness. I just came back from family reunion. It was so much fun.
Did you get to see, you have a nephew up there?
I have a niece and a nephew. Now I have a new baby nephew or niece on the way, too.
So the holidays are going to get louder.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's great. So you had a good time.
Yeah, it was really
good. That's awesome. Well, we celebrated my 40th birthday finally.
I saw some pictures. Was there a theme or something?
It was kind of a pick your rocker decade, favorites, whatever you want to wear theme.
You looked really fly.
Well, yeah. I went Zac Brown. That's what I was, Zac Brown.
Nice.
Grew the beard out a little thicker, and we had a great time. Many thanks to my wife, Laura, for putting on a great show. Putting on a great party. We had a great band.
You had a band?
Yeah, we had a band. That was really cool, and it was just really fun. So,
well, you got to do it up for your 40th, right?
Yeah, yeah. We did it up and really partied our way into the night. It was fun. So,
happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Now I don't have to think about that anymore. Moving into July, birthday month is over. And yeah, we do have the 4th coming up, of course. And that's a good reminder for people to learn more about the Giving to Heroes program.
Right.
We're going to run a pre-recorded show because it's a holiday next week. So a lot of folks will probably miss it anyways. But we're going to talk about Giving to Heroes next week in more detail. But Giving to Heroes is that program we have where we give back to military veterans and active military, as well as public safety professionals, medical professionals, and folks that work in education. And Michelle, we always have to emphasize this. There's this stigma, this maybe misnomer that the hero has to be the front lines person, right? Has to be the person in trauma,
right?
You know, has to be the firefighter on the front lines. No, this is someone that works in the organization, that works for an agency, or is retired from any of these agencies.
Mm-hmm.
We give them money back at closing, and it helps them to afford the cost of obtaining financing and getting into a home loan or selling real estate. We'll partner you up with a really good real estate agent, and they'll give back to you as well. So givingtoheroes.net, that's where you can find out more about that program. You can also call us at Bay Equity Home Loans at 707-583-8100, and we'll tell you more about it. Great guest in the studio, first-time guest, Kevin Gelati with Team Gelati. Hey, Kevin, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So, Kevin, you are the president of Team Gelati, and I understand your recent loss of Glenn Gelati has hit the company hard, I'm sure, but you've picked up the leadership role, and you're really running with things.
Yeah, we're going forward. We're, Glenn wanted his legacy and all his toys and the company to succeed, so we're, fighting in every which way to make that happen for him.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry for your loss, and I'm sure that you guys have a talented group of people and family there to really take things where he wanted and his vision wanted it to go.
Oh, yeah, we do. You know, my sister's my right-hand person, and she's here at the office, and, we got people that have become family members who've been with us for, 10 years, so it's been quite the ride.
Tell us about the company, Team Gelati, and really what your core philosophies are as a company and what you do in the community.
We started Team G, Glenn and I, in 2007, and, our core values are, community, doing good work and, standing up for what you do. And, Glenn was huge on that. Sometimes we would have to tell him to slow down and give him back.
Yeah, he probably started focusing more on his passion project, which we're going to talk about Miracle League in a little bit. But
yes.
So you guys are really focused on helping to rebuild the community since the fires. You've done a lot of work throughout Coffee Park and into Fountain Grove. Tell us, our listeners, a little more about that.
Yeah, I mean, we were, there was 3 or 4 good local contractors that were part of the fire cleanup, and we were fortunate to be one of them. And Glenn just took it, straight to heart, and you know, doing anything he can, doing fire breaks, you know, on his old antique iron for Runner Park, and you know, we donated and sponsored families for Thanksgiving and for Christmas, and we did Coffee Park with a bunch of other local contractors, and did, you know, fundraising, and you know, brought in snow from Tahoe, and just really, you know, try to lighten the spirits.
That's great.
And keep, you know, the community together.
That's why I wanted to invite you in today, because you're really truly a homegrown local business that's done so much and continues to do so much. And I know that's really important for us to talk about Miracle League. Tell our listeners what Miracle League is.
So Miracle League started, you know, it's been in the works for 2 years, and last year, and Glenn was actually out of town, and so I went to this, you know, awareness lunch at, you know, in Petaluma, and I reported back to him, and then, you know, he talked to some other companies and just really got into it and started working with Jennifer Richardson and Alicia Hansel. And it's a ballpark for people with disabilities and handicaps, and people that, you know, young children that see, you know, siblings or other classmates play and wondering why they can't, and, you know, they don't have anywhere to go. And, you know, the next closest one is hundreds of miles away. So there's currently 50,000 disabled children in the area that will be able to use it within a, you know, 40-mile radius, I believe it was, in this area alone.
Wow.
And so we're working with, you know, Gelati Construction, Argonaut. There's so many people to name, you know, Bodine, you know, just the Soylents, and we're all there working, and, you know, we're strictly competitors.
Yeah,
you know,
and right.
We're putting all that aside, and Glenn was just passionate, and, you know, he had a can-do attitude and wouldn't take no, and Glenn gets it done, and bullied his way through, and you know, we've done multiple fundraisers and so forth, and we just broke ground the 18th of June, and so.
Oh wow! I didn't realize it was just a few days ago.
Yeah, so there was two parts. So last year we did the playground, so that's been open for about a year.
Okay.
And then this is the real meat and potatoes, and you know, we're going for it, whether we have all the funding or not, and currently we don't. We're shy.
But it's the kind of thing that all of your companies can donate a lot of sweat and labor to as well.
Team Gelati, yeah. Argonaut, Gelati Construction are all doing it and donating it.
That's amazing.
And, you know, our portion of it is well over $300,000.
And so what's the long-term vision? What does it look like when it's all done?
You know, it's a lot of people don't know where the ballpark is.
Right.
And it's in Petaluma by the Lucchese Center, the community center where, you know, the fountains are, or across from Kmart over there, so it's
okay.
And there's already currently ballparks there for other children and other stuff, so it really ties into them. So, you know, it can be used by all parties and for all events. Mm-hmm. And you know, the city of Petaluma has been just so gracious to working with us to make sure that, you know, we have a spot and letting us, you know, do revisions and so forth. So
that's great. You know, it sounds like it's a great, great cause and something that you guys are really doing to step up. And this is something that was, the fires have sort of distracted you from, I'm sure, when you talk about pulling resources and financing it and everything else. So, as we migrate into the next, generation with the fires, what role is Team Gelati going to have, with helping the community rebuild?
You know, we're going to try and keep Glenn's spirit alive and keep going with, you know, being gracious and donating. You know, I've gone to a couple fundraisers, but, you know, Team Gelati is just going to continue to keep going forward. And, you know, local projects are coming up. You know, we try to bid and do a fair price, and we'll continue to, you know, do what we can.
I think bidding and fair pricing brings me to an interesting segue. I appreciate you saying that, which is there's a shortage of labor in this area, and that's something that's probably stricken you and all the other companies that you compete with, and it's going to drive prices up because we're going to have to pay more for labor. There's a combination of housing factors. The cost of living is high for folks. Younger generation of people, they can't, you know, the ones that are willing to get their hands dirty and really do labor today, they're moving out of the area, aren't they? Because they can't afford to live here.
Yeah, and there are, some of them are just, no one's going into the trades anymore. Everyone's been, you know, taught going through high school, go to college. And
right.
Yet they don't know that if you go into the construction, you know, blue collar,
right.
You could make six figures.
You're going to make a lot of money. I mean, I know young guys.
Any college debt, nothing.
Right. I know young guys that are driving, you know, heavy equipment in their early into their 20s, making a lot more money than fellow loan officers in my business, you know. And I think that's a really valid point. What can people in your industry do to educate the youngsters and, you know, in high school? Are strides being made to try and get more education awareness, I should say, about getting into the trades?
Yeah, you know, there's Doug Hamilton in Petaluma that's got a program going. I'm drawing a blank on what his name is, but I'm also vice president of the Engineering Contractors Association.
Yeah, right.
And so they're also huge on giving back to the community, and it's all around, you know, Sonoma, Marin counties and a bunch of contractors, and it's a really good resource. Mm-hmm. And so we're in the mix of making our own construction program and trying to work with local schools and other things to get the young people in high school, get them started, get them in it, let them see it.
And besides that, it's not just a great career, it's actually fun. I mean, there's a lot of guys and girls that would love to get their hands dirty. They just don't really understand the opportunities. Yeah. They don't even know how to get started. So how do people contact you about getting into learning the trades and working with Team Gelati?
Well, you know, our website's a great way to start. You know, you can come in, or you go to our website. We have an application on there you can fill online that will go directly to my email.
Okay, great.
And also, you know, people walk in all the time and, you know, sitting there at my desk and talking and, you know, can go forward on trying to see if it's something you really want to do or where you want to go, if you want to be an operator, laborer, or a teamster, you know, a carpenter. The possibilities are endless.
Yeah, and the money is good. You don't have to leave this area to make decent money. The trades will pay you very well, especially when you start talking about the long-term benefits of being in the trades and potentially into unions and whatnot. It's really a great career choice. We've got just a few seconds left. I want to ask, how do people learn more about Miracle League?
If they go to Miracle League North Bay, they have a website, they have a Facebook, or you can go to Team Gelati's Facebook and find them. I post pictures on there constantly, follow them. You know, I got message boards in Petaluma. You know, if you don't know how to find out or donate, you can go to the website and
Google it.
Yeah,
we'll find it.
Miracle League North Bay.
Got it. Yeah. I think it's a great cause. I think you guys are a great company. I'm sorry for your loss of Glenn, but it sounds to me like he left some really strong roots in the company. And I appreciate you, Kevin Gelati, now president of Team Gelati, for coming in today. And best wishes out there.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Folks, you're going to go to commercial break, and we'll be back talking about adjustable rate mortgages and what you need to be aware of. The Fed is raising rates. How does that impact the mortgage you got a few years ago? Stay tuned. I'm George Adair. We'll be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
Weather every 10 minutes mornings, every 30 minutes all the time on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM, KSRO.
Hey, homeowners, this is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans. Now you can finally benefit from the housing recovery. For a free home value analysis, call Bay Equity at 707-583-8100. Maybe now you can knock out some of those home improvement projects, like adding a new roof, kitchen, or flooring. You can even add solar with a cash-out refinance. Do you still have high credit card payments? Use your home's equity at a low-fixed mortgage to get rid of that expensive debt and sleep well again. Bay Equity can help you celebrate the housing recovery. Treat yourself to improving your home or reduce your credit card balances with a cash-out refinance from Bay Equity Home Loans. To see if you qualify, call Bay Equity at 707-583-8100. Again, 583-8100, or go online to bayequityloans.com.
Equal housing lender subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and our California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
Hello, thanks for joining us today. Hey, do you have any questions about purchasing a home or refinancing? Not sure if you qualify? Give us a call and we can help you explore your options. Bay Equity Home Loans. Call us at 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. I don't want to forget to remind folks that if you know anybody that's in mortgage lending, like a loan officer or works for a broker, and they're looking for a new career, Bay Equity's hiring. Mm-hmm. We've got a couple great office locations in Roanoke Park, Petaluma, Santa Rosa. And we're looking actively to find people to come fill some seats for us. So give us a call at 707-583-8100, 583-8100. Ask for Lori. She'll give you a confidential interview. She won't even tell me about it if you don't want her to. I mean, I'd like to meet you, but that's okay. So anyways, give us a call. We'll set up that time. Hey, you know, I've had this commercial running for some time, and it doesn't seem to ever really sunset, the issue of having an adjustable rate mortgage and your interest rates rising.
Right.
It's happened. It's a foregone conclusion. The prime is raising interest rates. And as they do raise interest rates, it will eventually have an impact on the consumer market, lending market, notably credit cards, mm-hmm. auto loans, and also home equity line of credits. So if you've got a second or home equity line of credit, and you got that sometime in the last, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 years or longer, it's going to change. That's because the home equity line of credit is based on a formula that's calculated on the, typically it's calculated the prime rate. So when the prime goes up, you have a margin on top of it, so your payment goes up.
Mm-hmm.
So when you got that nice cool rate of 3.25, prime minus a quarter or prime, and now it's gone up twice and it's going to go up again, you're going to see your payments rise.
How much could they go up?
Well, that's the thing. These incremental changes aren't huge. I don't want people to hit the panic button. It's really probably not that big of a deal if your rate rises even 1%
mm-hmm.
on a second, because you're not borrowing a lot of money. Most people don't have huge seconds. Here's the problem. If it also converts to a 20-year amortization, that's the pain.
Mm-hmm.
That's the pain point. So if you have a HELOC, a home equity line of credit, that started off as a 10-year interest only, and then it changes to a 20-year amortization, and we're in a rising interest rate environment, your payment will double.
Oh, it will.
And I'm not fear-mongering here. Go do the math.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great free calculator at bayequityloans.com, and you can get an idea of what a 20-year loan at your interest rate, just put all that in there, and it'll tell you what your new payment is. You can also call your lender and ask them, hey, is my loan going to adjust soon?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll tell you what the new payment is. I can also do it for you. So you can call us at Bay Equity at 583-8100, Bay Equity at 583-8100, and we'll help you figure out what your new payment's going to look like. But you know what else we'll do?
What?
Give you some options.
Good.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we're going to look at it. We're going to look at it together and go, hopefully, you have some equity that you've gained. And through that equity gain, we can put you into a new first 30-year fixed or a 20-year fixed or something that's more manageable mm-hmm. than what's going to happen to that second, where they're going to force you to pay it off in 20 years. I mean, it's really, the math on it is crazy. The other problem that folks are experiencing right now is if they got like a 7-year ARM 7 years ago, because that's when people were doing that, mm-hmm. or a 5-year ARM, and they've been coasting and waiting and watching the market, their ARMs are going up. I've got an ARM. I've had it on an investment property for 11 years. It was a 5-year adjustable. And when interest rates went crazy and changed, I started saving money because my ARM went down. It went mm-hmm. down from 5.75 down to like 3.5 on its first adjustment.
Wow.
And it just kind of chilled there for a while until...
Yeah, right.
I just got the letter in the mail yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's going up 3/8.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's going up about $70 a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's manageable, but that affects the cash flow on the investment property.
Mm-hmm.
It's still an okay rate, but it won't continue to be an okay rate. So if you have an ARM and you've been benefiting from the Federal Reserve's policy on suppressing interest rates, that policy is changing. So your ARMs are going to start changing. So couple dynamics in the marketplace that people really have to make sure they're understanding is mm-hmm. if their loans are going from an interest-only period to a fixed amortization period, these are their existing loans, their payments are going to shoot up. And if they have an adjustable rate mortgage now on a first or a second, rates are going up. So this is the opportune time to still catch rates while they're in the low to mid fours, so kind of on average, lock it in for 30 years, refinance it. It's also a good time to look at taking equity out, right? And we talk about this.
Yeah.
You've got to pull the equity out and pay off your consumer debt. If you're sitting on $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 in consumer debt, I'm talking about your Macy's cards and your Capital One cards and your Citi and Chase cards.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying interest at 15 to 30% on those cards. I can put it into a mortgage loan at mid fours, maybe low fours,
30-year fix, paying your principal down. The interest is tax deductible in most cases. And the payment difference is outstanding. So $10,000 on a mortgage is like $50 a month. Credit cards, $300?
Oh, right, yeah.
$350? Mm-hmm. $400? And if you got caught up in one of those, what do they call it, lending club? Or what other ones are out there? There's all these consumer loans. They're all up to like $35,000, and they look really good on paper until you start to see that payment.
Right.
I mean, I've seen it. I know a guy that just paid for his wedding with two of them.
Oh, my goodness.
$30,000 really? Worth out of two of them. Like $1,100 a month he's paying.
Wow.
So but he doesn't have a house. You know, it's nothing else he can do except just pay that down, mm-hmm. you know. So the key here is let's sit down. Let's review some strategies that help you absorb all that consumer debt that you've used, and let's put it into the mortgage. We also can put you into a new home equity line of credit. And that's another thing I'd like to talk about today. So home equity line of credits, people are kind of like, they make the cross. I don't want a second. Mm-hmm. I don't want a variable loan. They're not bad. There's a place for them. If it fits your budget and it fits your goals. So at Bay Equity, what we'll do is we'll put a first loan on that's 30-year fixed. And then we can put a second on that goes all the way up to 90% of the value of the home. And we're one of the few lenders. You won't find a local bank that I know of in Sonoma County that will make a loan with a second line of credit up to 90%. I have not seen one. But Bay Equity will. So we will do it in partnership with another bank that is going to follow our appraisal. They're going to follow our approval. They're going to work with us to make sure that it meets their underwriting guidelines. And of course, there are some minimum thresholds you have to have. You have to have good credit. You have to have good income. But what a great way to pay off consumer debt using equity in your house. You know, so there's these strategies that we see and we work with all the time. It requires a creative spin. You can't just, you know, go online to Quicken Loans or Cash Call or one of these internet lenders and go, oh, here's my information. And
they won't.
You
know,
no, they're locked. They're going to lock you in to a specific type of transaction that's all they offer. Mm-hmm. But at Bay Equity, what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at all the parameters. And what do I call them? I call them the three C's, mm-hmm. right? We'll look at your credit. We're going to look at your collateral, which is your property. And we're going to look at your capacity, which is your ability to make the payment. And we're going to put you into an affordable loan.
Right. You don't want someone to be, you know, uncomfortable with their payments. They need to be able to do it.
I talked to a gentleman today. I said, you know, I filled in some different information on the loan application. And I said, now let's address the first and most important question. How much do you want to spend every month on your mortgage? Mm-hmm. Most lenders don't ask that question. They just tell you what you qualify for. But I actually want to get into it with you because I want to figure out what you're comfortable with.
Right.
Because you're the one cutting the check every month. And I don't want to set you up to fail. Mm-mm. And just because I tell you qualify for a $3,000 payment, you might only feel comfortable with a $2,500 payment. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about that. What will that get you? Sonoma County, $2,500 payment? Not going to get you a lot. Let's be frank. Mm-hmm. But, you know, maybe you will push your threshold if you know you're going to get some tax benefits. If you know that you're getting a home that you won't ever be evicted out of because you're owning the home, right? So we work through those together. And then we basically test the strategies. I actually put together a spreadsheet, and I'll show you each one. You know, column A, column B, column C. And I'll say, look, if you buy a house for $400,000 and you put down 5%, here's your payment. Buy a house for $450,000, here's your payment. $500,000, here's your payment. And it's pretty amazing, actually, how far your money will go. For every $100,000 you borrow at today's interest rates, folks can expect to see about $500 a month.
Huh.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Test the math.
Right, yeah.
And then you got taxes and insurance as well on top of that. Mm-hmm. If you're going to impound it, that means include it with your payment, then you got to add that in. If you're going to pay it yourself, okay. There are provisions on that. You can't always just choose. It depends on the loan program. But it's one of the key factors I give to my realtor partners. I say, hey, for every $100,000 they want to buy, tell them they need to spend about $500 without the taxes and insurance to $650 or so with the taxes mm-hmm. and insurance. And you can test the math. It works. It's really nice. But it's also kind of a eye opener for folks because they're like, ah, I want to spend $2,000 a month because that's my rent. Like, well, the market's risen. You may need a roommate.
Right.
That extra $100,000 might need to be covered by your room renter. You know, but look, there's a lot of fluctuations that affect how much you're going to spend every month. But again, that's just part of what we review. So I'll do it with folks that are interested in refinancing, and I do it with folks that are interested in buying. And I'll do a projection based on where your loan is headed. As I was talking about earlier, let's say you have a home equity line of credit or an ARM, and you want to know what it looks like to get a new loan compared to where that loan's headed. I'll do the same spreadsheet. Let's sit down, let's put them next to each other, and let's look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And let's look at what your affordability is. Sometimes I tell them to sell their house.
Really?
Yeah.
If you've that got makes an more arm, sense. Sure, yeah.
If you've got an ARM and you've been custom to having a payment at 3.5% and that ARM's going up to 4.25 or 4.5, and your debt to income ratio is going to exceed 45 or 50, that means you don't have a lot of money left over. Like my grandfather always said, you want to eat ice cream on Sundays. You can only do that if you've got enough money in the bank. And so sometimes I just say, it's time to look at selling your house. And that's just an honest answer too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So while we like to encourage home ownership, sometimes it's just, you can't afford it. And that's part of the discussion. The one thing I will never do is try and put somebody into a house that they just can't afford or keep them in a house they can't afford. People's circumstances change, mm-hmm. especially retirees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, folks that have overextended themselves and are retiring, sometimes it's hard to afford that $2,000 payment. So we got to look at it. I'm an honest guy. I want to take an honest look at it.
That's good. Right, honest Michelle. George.
Honest George. Oh, jeez. All right, folks. Hey, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next Wednesday at noon 03. Check us out online at bayequityloans.com or go to facebook.com/bayequityloans. See ya.
The preceding was a paid presentation. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on your radio.